Good morning. My guest this morning is Amy Contardi from Upbeat Artists. Amy Contardi, I know that name.
Hi, Roland.
Hi, Amy. The Upbeat Artists Spring Fair happening June 6th and 7th at Coffee Cats. Talk about it.
That's correct. The Upbeat Artists is a local group of artists. We're seven artists, including myself. And between all of us, locally, we make fused glass and pottery and soap and jewelry and textiles. It goes on and on. Paintings, mixed media. All local artists from West County and Santa Rosa. And we have an art fair twice a year. This is our spring fair happening at Coffee Cats on Saturday the 6th, Sunday the 7th. It's not just an art fair, but it's also a fundraiser for Nepal.
That's terrific. We were talking earlier about my feeling that the earthquake in Nepal and the subsequent earthquake in Nepal and so on has been largely ignored by the corporate press. And I really congratulate you guys for giving part of your proceeds to that all-important charity.
Yeah, I was inspired. Actually, we were all inspired to do some kind of a fundraiser. And then the earthquake happened. And then the second earthquake happened. And then I heard of a fundraiser in Sebastopol at Himalaya restaurant across from Fircrest. And my good friend Raj, who is the owner, had a hugely successful fundraiser.
Oh, great.
And that really gave me more inspiration for our cause of fundraising for Nepal.
So what makes the Upbeat Artists upbeat?
We're that's a good question. We're so upbeat because, you know, we immerse ourselves in art, just the tranquility and relaxation and creativity of doing art. And we are all extremely original artists. We get ideas and inspiration from other artists, from each other. We meet, you know, about 3-4 times a year just to come together with our ideas and do some planning for upcoming art shows. But anytime you do art, just like music, Roland, when you listen to music, when you play music, when you cook, when you read, when, you know, any of the arts like visual art, it's extremely wonderful and inspiring. I can't say enough about being an artist.
Well, I saw some examples of your work just before we began the interview, some glass beads that were just beautiful.
Yeah, I've been doing fused glass for many, many years. I go to San Francisco a couple times a year and work with a group of fused glass artists. But then locally in my own studio at my house in Sebastopol, I do prints. This is kind of a little known secret about me, that kind of the artist part of me. I make prints, I make jewelry, handmade ceramic tiles, hand-printed cards, handmade soap. Anyway, I come from a family of artists. I'm fourth generation of artists in my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, don't waste your time with radio. There's no future to radio. Wait a minute. I didn't really say that.
I will never give up radio, Roland.
No, I know. It's terrible,
never give
isn't it?
Up. Yeah.
It's totally addictive. I'm looking at the card that you send out and seeing some really beautiful work on this card. Particularly some particularly beautiful pottery.
Well, Camille Hoffman is a wonderful potter. She lives in Santa Rosa. She goes to all kinds of fairs. Her pottery is really unique, really unique. The shapes, the colors, and she's always recreating her pottery. She's recreating the style of her dishes, and all of her pottery is fully functional. So Camille Hoffman is a steady member of Upbeat Artists. And keep in mind that we are a solid group of Upbeat Artists, but then we have visiting artists who kind of come and go from our group depending on what art show we are doing. So we'll have a couple of guest artists coming up at Coffee Cats on Saturday and Sunday.
Good to see you again, Amy. And let's tell people that judging by the pictures I'm seeing of this art, this is where you're going to do your shopping for whatever holiday you have coming up. It's the 6th and 7th, 11 to 5 p.m. at Coffee Cats in Sebastopol. Facebook/Upbeat Artists website, or Facebook/Coffee Cats, or nextgenerationnepal.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Thank you.